Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Would Prince Harry have left the royal family anyway, regardless of whether or not he had ever met Meghan Markle? Wednesday's headlines were all about the heir and the spare, after author Robert Lacey told She Knows That. They say the life of a spare is very cruel. They start off as co-stars. I mean, your elder mothers or grandmothers will remember the little princesses, and Elizabeth and Margaret were treated and presented just the same. Two charming little girls equal status. But with every passing day, and obviously with marriage and the birth of children, it's all downhill from then onwards. In the end, the frustration would have come out. I mean, clearly the royal plan and expectation was that Harry would marry a nice, interesting girl called Henrietta or Annabelle and go and live in the country and be happy with the role of spare, just as he had been very loyally during the early years of the marriage of William and Kate. Just as Yoko Ono stole John from that Fab Four, Meghan stole Harry from that royal Fab Four. Meghan offered a more challenging and inspiring and creative destiny than being his brother's perpetual backup. Lacey added on the Pod Save the Queen podcast, in technical terms, of course, they go down the line of succession, from Harry being right next to William in the succession. He is down to 6, 7, 8 or so. Right now, 6, the line of succession is Charles, William, William's children, and then Harry. The Express reports a YouGov survey found positive opinion of Meghan and Harry has dropped while favorability for the Queen and William and Kate has increased. The survey also found the public believe women and Kate's influence on the royal family over the next decade will far outweigh that of Harry and Meghan and even the Prince of Wales and Duchess of Cornwall. The poll, carried out from October 3rd through 4th, asked 1,626 respondents whether they had a positive or negative opinion about members of the monarchy. Prince Harry strongly divides public opinion, with 48% of British adults now have a positive impression of him, while 47% have a negative view, leaving Harry with a net score of 1. His negative rating has risen from 35% in March. Meghan's rating has climbed to 59%, a significant increase on the 46% recorded 7 months ago. Only 3% had a positive opinion of the American ex-actress, compared to 38% in March. Speaking of unpopular royals, Vanity Fair leads with Prince Andrew is displaying a new level of maturity, but don't count on a comeback. The Duke is spending time working out how he can serve his country and support the monarchy in the future, and what else he might want to do with his life, a source close to Andrew told The Times. He's locked down at the Royal Lodge, thinking about his future service and public role. He has some clear thoughts. He's very sensitive to the public mood and acutely conscious that the public are the most important stakeholder. He feels he has support from the family, very much so, including all his siblings and his parents.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Cosmo asks, are you in the mood for a completely drama-free update on the daily goings-on of the royal family? Delightful. You have arrived. Apparently, Kate Middleton just took her kids on a trip to the Czechs Notes Imperial War Museum for a casual outing that was just for fun, also known as not part of an official royal engagement. Total normal child activity. What little one doesn't want to visit an Imperial War Museum? According to the Daily Mail, Kate took George and Charlotte there very much as members of the public, and they were only recognized by a few eagle-eyed people who were also enjoying the museum. George was seen looking in awe at military hardware. Obviously, no photos were taken due to most people not realizing Kate was even there with her kids. But I guess you should probably start looking around war museums if you want a royal sighting. Meanwhile, while Meghan and Harry were probably plotting to take over the world, the Cambridges took part in the annual fundraising effort for the UK Armed Forces community. Town and Country reports the whole family were involved in the project, enlisting Prince George, Princess Charlotte and Prince Louis to help the adults bake poppy cuppy cakes, which were then delivered to the Royal British Legion's Norfolk care home. Town and Country reports that the whole family were involved in the project, enlisting Prince George, Princess Charlotte and Prince Louis to help the adults bake poppy cupcakes, which were then delivered to the Royal British Legion's Norfolk care home. The Royal British Legion shared a photo of their home-baked goods, writing on Twitter, "The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and their family have shown their support for our hashtag poppy appeal this year by baking these delicious poppy cakes, which were delivered to our care home in Norfolk." And my thanks to our own poppy cake baker, John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, aliens, ghosts, demons, cryptid creatures like Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and Mothman, then I have the show for you. The Paranormal 60 with Dave Schrader. Each week, we investigate different claims of the supernatural and try to shed light into the darkness, bringing you the top guests and experts from around the world. Enter the fray. Then join me, Dave Schrader, your host, as we investigate all aspects and claims of the supernatural and paranormal. Listen on all of your favorite podcast platforms, Good Pods, TuneIn, Pocket Casts, Deezer, Player FM, Amazon Music, Audible, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. The answers to life's biggest questions and miracles and mysteries awaits you. So join me each week, two brand new episodes of the best in paranormal podcasting, The Paranormal 60 with Dave Schrader.